Okay, Boker Tov. Today's Daf is Daf Samech Vav, Daf 66. We left off at the middle of 65B, Samech Hei Amud Bet. We're at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. The Mishnah begins. Ha'omer ki tu get rutnun le'ishti. He says, write a get and give it to my wife. Garshua, or divorce her. Ki tu igeret rutnunah, or write a letter and give it to her. Haray elu ishtavu v'itnu. On that word, they can write the get and they can give it to her. But if he says, patrua, get rid of her, or parnesua, support her, asula kanimus, do for her as is customary, or asula karaui, do for her as is fit, all of these phrases, lo amar kelum, it's as if he said nothing. Tanu Rabbanan Baraita says, shalchua, send her, shivkua, let her go, tarchua, banish her. All of these are phrases of get. They can write a get and give it to her. Patrua, but if he says, to let her go, parnesua, support her, asula kanimus, do as is customary, or asula karaui, do as is fit, lo amar klum, it's as if he said nothing. Tanya, the Braita says, Rabbi Natan Omer, patrua dvarav kayamin. If he says patrua, then his words are fulfilled. Pitrua, but if he says Peter, alo my kelum, these are a few different ways of saying to get rid of her. So he says one extra way, patrua, you get rid of her. Pitra, it's as if you said nothing. Amarava, Rabbi Natan de Bavlahu, Dayek ben Pitra la Patrua. Rabbi Natan is from Bavel. So he makes these distinctions between Patrua and Pitra. Whereas Tana Didan, our Tana, Devar Eretz Yisrael, he's from Eretz Yisrael. Lo Dayek, he does not make such a distinction. By the way, we have a question. Hotzi'ua ma'u. If he says, get her out, what's the din? Or izvua ma'u, let her go. Or hatirua ma'u, free her. Hanichua ma'u, leave her. Ho'ilu la ma'u, let her help her. So on and so forth. Are these phrases of get? Asula kadat ma'u, do as is the law. So the Gemara says, Peshod miyachada, we can learn at least an answer to one of them. Detanya. The Beraita says, Asula kadat, if he says to do for her as is the law, Asula kanimus, do as is customary, Asula karaui, do as is fit, lo amar kelum, it's as if he said nothing. That's not considered a phrase of a get. He needs to actually say, get rid of her, or say, divorce her, so on and so forth. New Mishnah. Barishona yomrim, in the beginning they used to say, Hayotze bekolar v'amar kitvu get le'ishti, if somebody was going out to be put to death, Rashi says, le'areg le'malchut, by the government, and he says, write a get for my wife. In the beginning, they used to write it. Chazur lomar, afterwards, they said, Afa mefaresh vayotzev shayara. Even if somebody is going out and traveling into the deserts, if he says that, you can write a get, not only if he's going to be killed. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri omer, Afa mesukan. Even somebody who is dangerously ill, you're allowed, if he says to write a get for his wife, you can write it and give it. So the Gemara gives a story. Geniva, yotzev kolar hava. Geniva, who we learned earlier, was the one who was bothering more Ukva. He was going out to be put to death. Kiyava kanafik amar, when he was going out, he said, Havu arba me'az zuzeder bi avina mechamra din arpanyan. He says, give 400 zuz to Rabbi Avina from my wine in Nahar Panyan. So amar vizera, dera Rabbi Avina lesilte. Rabbi Avina carried his sack, ve'azal gabe Ravuna rabbe, and he went to Ravuna, his rabbi. The Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, Gito ke matanato. One's get is like a gift. Ma matanato. Just like a gift. Imamad choser. If he ends up standing, meaning he ends up being healthy at the end, then you can retract. Af gito, imamad choser, so too. By a get, if he ends up being healthy, he can retract on the get. Uma gito, af al gav de lo perish. Just like a get, even if you don't specify, Kevanda Amar Kitvu, since he wrote, write the get, Afagav Delo Amar Tenu, even though he didn't say give the get, we still understand that that means to give the get, because he's dangerously ill. Af Matanato, so too, a sick person, a person who is giving a gift, Kevanda Amar Tenu, since he says to give, Afagav Delo Kanumene, even though they didn't acquire it from him, still we say it goes through and it goes out as a gift. So Matki Falar Rabbi Abba, he has a contradiction. Imam, you're making matana and get the same thing. You're saying it's connected. So we have to learn the same laws. So imam matana yeshna lachar mita, av get yeshna lachar mita. Okay, by a gift, a person can give a gift after his death. What about by a get? Can you give a get after your death? No, we know you can't. So how can you connect these? So the Gemara says, Hachi Ashtar, are those even similar? Mishlama matana ita lachar mita. It makes sense, a gift you can give after your death. Ela, get lachar mita miika. Do we have a get after a person's death? Is there such a thing to be able to give a get after a person's death? Right? Rashi says, lachar shemet mi megarsha, after he dies, can he divorce her? Mishal mita uskaka liyavam. How can we connect these things? They're not similar whatsoever. So Ella, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, hachi kashele. This was Rabbi Abba's question. Matenat shchiv merav miktzati. This is only a gift of a shchiv merav. A person who is about to die, it's only a gift partially. It's a partial, small gift. What does that mean? It means that he has so much property, and he's only giving a little bit. He left over some of it for himself. Umatenat shchiv merav miktzat ba'ya kinyan. And a gift of a person who's about to die, if he's only giving partial, he needs to be a kinyan. There was no kinyan here. He didn't do a kinyan. So miklal, so what can you imply? The Ravuna savar lo baya kinyan. Can you imply the Ravuna holds you don't need a kinyan? Veha kaimelan de baya kinyan. But we know you do need a kinyan to be able to acquire it in this case. The Gemara says, Shani ach, over here is different. The mitzaveh mechamad mitahi. Mechamad mitahu. It's, he's commanding as a result of death, meaning he knows that he's not going to be coming back. When you get out, going out to be put to death in the kolar with the by the government, he knows that there's no going back. So therefore, it's for sure that's a, you know, that's able to be given. So the Gemara says, "Miklal de Rabbi Abba Savar mitzaveh mechamad mita baya kinyan." Can you imply from there, Rabbi Abba holds that someone who commands as a result of him about to be killed, he still requires you to have a kinyan by giving a gift. But we hold the lo baya kinyan, the baya kinyan, you don't need a gift. So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Abba achi kakashele. This was Rabbi Abba's question. Chamra lo kamar. He didn't say, Geniva didn't say, give him my wine. Deme chamra lo kamar. He didn't say the money value of my wine. Me chamra kamar. He said, from my wine. He said, give him the money from my wine. But does money come from wine? No, money doesn't come from wine. So the Gemara says, well, how does that make any sense? Ve'ida, okay, what do you say to that? He says, mechamra, why did he say from my wine? Kedei liyapot et kocho, to strengthen him, to give him more strength, to give him more power in the words. If he would have said the wine itself, if the wine gets lost, you get nothing. If he would have said the value of the wine, if the wine was sold for cheap, he gets very little. So he left it in his jurisdiction to decide the money. He said, the money from my wine. So you can figure out how much it's worth, and you can figure that part out. They sent from Eretz Yisrael as well. Mechamra from his wine means to be able to strengthen his koach, to give him more koach. New Mishnah. Mishayim mushlach lebor. Somebody was in a pit. Ve'amar kol ha-shamet, kol lo yichtov ged le'ishto. He says, if anybody hears me, write a get to my wife. Hare el-chtavu ve'itinu. If they hear him, they write a get to his wife. So the Gemara says, v'licho shem ha-shedhu. Why don't we worry that maybe he's a demon? So the Gemara says, Amar v'yuda, kisharau lo dmut adam. They saw a image of a man inside. So the Gemara says, Inunami idmu idmu. What do you mean? Demons also have an image. They can make an image of a man. So the Gemara says, Dechazulai bavua. We saw his shadow. He had a shadow. We saw his shadow. Inunami idlu bavua. So to the demons, they have a shadow. Dechazulai bavua de bavua. No, we saw the shadow of his shadow. Sometimes you have like a reflection of your shadow, and that's what they saw. So the Gemara says, Vidilma inunami idlu. Oh, maybe a demon also has a shadow of a shadow. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Limtani, Yonatan Beni, my son taught me, Bavua, Idlu, Bavua, Bavua, Leidlu. No, demons only have one shadow, not a shadow of a shadow. So the Gemara says, Vidilma Tsarahi, why don't we say it's a co-wife, and she's trying to ruin them, and trying to pretend like she's the husband, to get them to seem like they're getting a divorce. She'll marry somebody else, and then she'll become Asura to this man forever. Tana Devei Rishmael, Rishat Asakana, at the time of a danger, at a time when a person is, he's about to die, let's say he's dangerous for his death, even if we don't know who he is, if he says to give a get, we listen and we write it again and we give the get. Okay, just derech agav, the Shita of the Rambam, obviously there's no, nowadays there's no demons, obviously, could be there was then, this was back then, but this is the Shita of the Rambam, which Rav Ben Chaim always quotes, is that we don't believe in these things today. A person has to have a straight head. Okay, new Mishnah. Habari she'amar kitvu, again, it could have been it was back then. It could have been that, at a certain point it stopped and there was no more after. Mishnah. Habari she'amar kitvu get le'ishti. If a healthy person says, give a get to his wife, ratza l'sachek ba. He's joking around with her. Why? He didn't say give it to her. He said write a get for my wife. He didn't say give it to her. Why don't you say give it to her? So Maasev Bari Echad Shamar Kitvu Get Leishi. One person said, write a get for my wife. He didn't say give it to her. Ve'ala l'rosh agag v'nafal v'met. He went on top of the roof and he fell and died. So Amar Ashbag, im me'atzmo nafal, arei ze get. If he jumped on his own, then it's a get. Ve'im haruach dachatu, eno get. If the wind pushed him and he fell as a result of the weather, then it would not be a get.
Right.
Because we would think that in the beginning when he said just write a get, we thought maybe it's not real, he's joking around. Then when we saw he jumped, oh no, we saw, hey, he really wants to give a get. He just said to write it. But if he was pushed off by accident, then we don't know that he was really giving it. He said maybe he was just joking around with her. So the Gemara says, Ma'aseh listor, what? It brought an incident to argue with what we just said? We said that a bari, a healthy person who says write a get is not a get. It's joking around. Then we brought a story, how it is a get. So the Gemara says it makes no sense. The Gemara says, Hasur mesara v'achi ketani. This is what he meant to say. Im ochiyav sofo al tchilato harei ze get. If the end of his actions teach to the beginning of his actions of what he really meant, then it is a get. See, he jumped off the roof, then it would be a get. Umaseh nami bari. There was an incident with a healthy person. Shaman kitvu get. You see, write a get for my wife. V'ala la rosh agag v'nafal v'met. He went on the roof and he fell and died. V'amar rashbag. Im me'atzmo nafal harei ze get. If he jumped on his own, it's a get. V'im haruach dachatu, eno get. If the wind pushed him, then it would not be considered a get. Ha'u gavra da'ala beit kanishta. There was a man who went to the Beit Knesset. Ashkach makrei yenuka uberei deyadvei. He went in to the Beit Knesset and he saw a teacher of students teaching them to read and his own son. And v'yati v'ini shacharin agabayu. He saw another man sitting with them. Amar lehu beitrei minaychu nichtevu gita ledvitu. He said, two of you, help me write a get for my wife. So the sof shachiv mekre yenuka. At the end, the teacher died, passed away. So the Gemara asks, "Mi meshavu inashe berash lichav emakom aba olo? Can we make the son a shaliach in place of the father or not?" So the Gemara says, "Rav Nachman Amar machloket. Lo meshavu inashe berash lichav emakom aba. No, you cannot make a son the shaliach in place of the father. Whereas Rav Pape Amar meshavu inashe berash lichav emakom aba." No, you are allowed to make a shaliach in the place of the father, a son in the place of the father. So which one is it? So Amar Rava Hilcheta Halacha is Mishavu Inashe Berash Lichav Mekom Aba. That he says you are allowed to make the son a shaliach in the place of the father. Okay, new Mishnah. Amar Lishnaim. If he says to two people, Tenu Get Leishti, give a get to my wife, or Osh Leshlosha, he says to three people, Kitvu Get Utnu Leishti, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yichtevu ve'itnu. They should write and they should give the get. Amar l'shlosha tenu get l'ishti. If he says to three people, give a get to my wife, not just write it. So then, hare elu yomeru l'acherim yichtevu. They should tell others to write it. Why? Mipnei she'asan beitin. Because he's saying to three people to give the get, that means he's making them a beitin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'zo halacha he'ela Rabbi Chanina ish ono mibeit asurin. This halacha was raised by Rabbi Chanina from ono, from the jail. What do you mean from the jail? Rashi says, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, who was taken and put in jail. Mekubalani, he said, it's accepted, I accept the fact that Omer l'shlosha tenu get l'ishti. If he says to three people, give a get to my wife, she'omeru la'acherim v'chtevu, they should tell others to write the get. Why? V'nishasan beitin, because he made them into a beitin of three people. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Numenu the Shaliach, we said to the Shaliach, which Shaliach? He's talking about Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was the one who became Shaliach on this halacha on the Beit Midrash. So he says, Af'anu Mekubalin, we also accept the fact, Sha'afilu Amar the Beit Din HaGadosh of Yerushalayim, even if he says to the great Beit Din in Yerushalayim, Tenu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, Shilmedu v'ichtevu v'itnu. They have to learn how to write, and they have to give it. Amar la'asara, kitvu, tenu get l'ishti. He says to 10 people, write again and give it to my wife. Echad kotev v'shnayim chotmin, one writes the get, and two would sign on the get. Kullechem ketovu, if he says, all of you write the get, then it's echad kotev v'kulam chotmin. One writes it, the rest of them have to sign it. Lefichach, imet echad men, if one of those people died, harei ze get batel, the get is nullified, it doesn't count. Because he said, all of you. So the Gemara says, Amar bi Yirmiyah bar Abba, shalachu lehmi bei Rav l'Shmuel, they sent from the Beit Midrash of Rav to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us Rabbi. Amar lishnaim kitvu utnu get l'ishti. He says to two people, write and give a get to my wife. Ve'amru l'sofer v'katav v'chatmuhen. And they told the sofer to write the get, and he wrote the get, and then they just signed on it. They didn't write it. They were told to write it. So Mao, what's the din? So he says, shalach lehu tetzev adavar tzarech talmud. Shmuel said, She has to, if she remarried based on that divorce, tell her to get out of that marriage, because we need, this is not a simple thing. This is, Rashi says, lo barur, it's not clear if she's allowed to remarry on that get. So the Gemara says, Maya davar tzarech talmud, what do you mean it needs to be learned? What does that mean? Maybe because it's only words, they told the shaliach to write the get. And maybe he has a doubt if words can be transferred from one messenger to another messenger. Meaning they ask this person, you write the get for me and give it. And he's asking a messenger, he's asking a sofer, you write the get and I'll sign it. Are you allowed to transfer over words that was given to you for your shlichut to someone else? Or not? Maybe that's the question. The Gemara says, no. V'hamar Shmuel amar Rabbi, halachak Rabbi Yossi, halachak Rabbi Yossi, damar milei lo mimsaran ha-shaliach, that words cannot be transferred over to a second shaliach. So it's very clear. So that cannot be the question here. Ela lishmuel hakami bailei. This is the question. Hai ketovu. When it says write, iktav yadan, iktav aget. Was it saying the writing of their hand, meaning the signing of the get? Or the actual writing of the whole get? Is that what he meant? So if he meant the signing, that's fine. They signed. If he meant the writing, that's a problem. So the Gemara says, v'tiv sholei mematnitin. Learn it from the Mishnah, what it means. Amar lishnayim tenu get leishti. He says to two people, give a get to my wife. He says to three people, kitvu get utnu leishti, write a get and give it to my wife. What do we say there? We say, hare elu ichtavu veitnu, they have to write the get and they have to give it. What do you see? Kitvu over here means, write the get means, write the actual get, not sign the get. So they need to actually write the get. So the Gemara says, no, he gufa kami bayilei. He says, that's the question that he has, Shmuel. Shmuel is asking that question in the Mishnah. He says, that which it says in the Mishnah, ketovu or kitvu, when it says that, what does that mean? Write, ketav yadanu, ketav agetu. Is that referring to the signing or the actual writing of the get? So the Gemara says, pshita de ketav agetu. It must be simple that it's referring to writing of the get. Why? The Ketani Sefer, it says in the latter part of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, numenu l'shaliach, we said to Rabbi Chanina, the messenger on this halakha, we said to him, af anan, af anu mikubalin, we also accept, sha'afilu amar l'beitin ha-gadol shu b'Yerushalayim, even if they say to the Beitin ha-gadol Yerushalayim, tenu get l'ishli, give a get to my wife, shilmedu v'ichtevu v'itnula. They have to learn how to write, they write it and they give it. So, i'amar b'ishlama ketav ha-getu shafir. If you say it's talking about the writing of the get, it makes sense. They're right, he's telling them to write a get. If you say no, it's the signing of the get. So then, is it possible there's a Beit Din that doesn't know how to sign on a get? Meaning, he's telling them, even if he says to the Beit Din, they have to learn how to write. Learn. What does that mean to learn? They have to learn how to write a get. How can you say they have to learn how to sign a get? What? Who doesn't know how to sign their signature? So the Gemara says, no, there is a type of Beit Din that does not know how to sign the signature. In there is Ika Beit Dina Chadeta. If there's a new Beit Din with new Dayanim that they don't know, this is their first time, they still have to learn. How do you sign it? What do you do? Where do you sign it? What do you, you know, all of the different intricate details of signing on the get. So therefore, if it's a new Beit Din, it could be that they don't know, and it could be still, we have the question from Shmuel, if Ketovu means to write actual get, or it means the signature of the witness, if it's a signature on the get itself. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Just a couple main points. We had a new Mishnah. We were talking about the different phrases that can count as a divorce or cannot count as a divorce. Many different phrases that we mentioned. When we got to the Amud Aleph, part number two, was the discussion about the new Mishnah, about Yotzei B'Kolar, somebody who's going out to be put to death. He says, give a get to my wife. We give a get to his wife. We listen to him and all of those details. Then we even said, new Mishnah, somebody was stuck in a pit and he says, write a get to my wife. We listen to him because he may die at any moment in there. We don't believe that he's someone else. We believe that he's the man. He's the husband. Part number four was a new Mishnah. We had a bunch of Mishnayot, four Mishnayot, five Mishnayot. Okay, was a healthy person who says to give a get to his wife. We think that if he says to write a get to his wife, not give, he says write, we think that he's joking around. But if he jumps off the roof, then we know that what he's saying was real. On the Amud Bet, part number five, which is part of the fifth Mishnah, he says the question in the Gemara over there was, do we say that words can be transferred to the second shaliach or not? Then we said, no, that's not the question here. Because Shmuel says, obviously words cannot be transferred to the next shaliach. So the question became, do we say the word kitvu? And this was the final part of the daf. We say the word kitvu or ketovu, write this get. Is he referring to the actual signing of the get? Or is he referring to the actual writing of the get? So then we didn't understand what the answer was. We said it could be that it's talking about the signing. It could be that it's talking about the actual writing of the get itself. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.